Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining us on this lovely evening. It's much cooler outside, right? So it is a lovely evening for this special event on this beautiful campus. As you're coming in, there's plenty of seating. If you're a VIP member, please make your way down to the front to the reserved seating. My name is Vicki Best, and I'm the Director of Operations and Development for the American Scientific Affiliation. On behalf of the ASA, we are delighted that you've chosen to join us for what I'm confident will be an outstanding and thought-provoking presentation. We have a great turnout tonight, and we're representing a geographically diverse group of individuals. And the reason for that is the ASA is hosting its 74th annual meeting here on Wheaton College campus this weekend. Each year, we move our conference around the country, Canada, and even occasionally convene in the UK. This year is special as we're meeting at the location of our very first annual meeting, which was held back in 1946 here. The ASA is a network of Christians in and or interested in the sciences, and our 300 plus meeting registrants come from all over the globe. I'd like to offer an especially warm welcome tonight to the many attendees from the various faith and academic communities here in the greater Chicago area. And I also want to acknowledge a few special guests in the room with us tonight. In addition to having our entire executive council or our board of directors with us, we are also honored to have 34 ASA VIPs, and those are members that have been members of the ASA for 40 or more years. And I want to take the opportunity tonight to acknowledge their combined 1,530 years of membership. Imagine that. VIPs, would you please stand as I say your name and stay standing until all the names have been read, and we'll hold our applause until the end. We are deeply honored tonight to have our longest standing member with us here, and it is a 68-year-old member, Raymond Brand from Carroll Stream, Illinois. Raymond, would you please stand? In addition, and if you are able to stay standing, that would be great. And again, we'll hold our applause until the end. 50 plus year members, we have William Yoder from Chelmsford, Massachusetts, Stanley Anderson from Warrenville, Illinois, Clarence Meninger from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Dwight Clausen, Plateville, Wisconsin, David Saunders, Rowley, North Carolina. And then our 45 plus year members, we have Paul Arvison from Rockville, Maryland, Walter Bradley from Georgetown, Texas, Dorothy Chapel from Wheaton, Illinois, Dillard Ferris from Plain City, Ohio, John Kroll from Norfolk, Virginia, Larry Funk from Batavia, Illinois, Ron Myers from White House, Ohio, Martin Price from North Fort Myers, Florida, William Roundy from Orange, California, Robert Sundell from Clifton Park, New York, Stuart Swenson from Dyer, Indiana, Alan Van Antwerp from Tustin, Michigan, John Wood from Edmonton, Alberta. And then our 40 plus year category of members, we have Randy Isaac from Magnolia, Massachusetts, David Singinger from Wheaton, Illinois, Nolan Van Gallen from Sioux Center, Iowa, Bryce Babcock from North Adams, Massachusetts, Del Kuhn from Crown Point, Indiana, Fred Hinkernell from Chicago, Illinois, Kyle Cudworth from Williams Bay, Wisconsin, Bruce Havernak from Valparaiso, Indiana. George Murphy from Talmadge, Ohio. David Fisher, Wheaton, Illinois. Paul Adams from Flushing, Michigan. Ron Hodges from Palo Alto, California. William Jordan from McGregor, Texas. Timothy Wallace from Bedford, Massachusetts. And Jeffrey Schloss from Santa Barbara, California. There are two 50-year members that were planning to be here are unable to be here due to travel problems getting here, and one of them is Terrence Morrison from Stoughton, Wisconsin, and Ken Torian from Indian Hills, Colorado. Let's give them a warm round of applause for their long-standing faithfulness and dedication. You will notice only one female in this prestigious group of people. I am pretty confident that in 25 years from now, we will see many more women in this prestigious group. VIPs, please know that you are a critical part of the rich legacy of the ASA and a true inspiration to us in many ways. It's important for all of us to remember and respect those that came before us. And I think of Walt Turn and Dick Bube, two ASA stalwarts, as well as all of you who have really helped make the ASA the organization it is today. Back in March, I had the privilege of traveling to New Zealand on a birding trip co-sponsored by the ASA and Gordon College. Janelle Curry, many of you know who she is, she's the Gordon Provost and she's an ASA fellow, invited the ASA to participate on this trip that she had organized to beautiful New Zealand. And on the trip, there were a mix of older ASA members, Gordon science students, and Gordon faculty and alumni. And it was really an amazing experience on many levels. But what was most meaningful to me, and I think most of the other participants, including the ASA members, were the intergenerational conversations that took place over the 10 days that we were there. You see, our New Zealand tour guide required us every day to sit with a different person on the bus and during our mealtime. But I'll tell you, it made for a meaningful and rich experience for both the young students and the older folks alike. And that is the beauty, I think, of the age diversity here within the ASA. And at these meetings, we have 34 older, more seasoned members full of a lifetime of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. And on the other end of the spectrum, as you have heard, we're excited to have 46 students with us here this year. Younger members who are eager to learn and be mentored by people just like you. So VIPs, it probably feels like just yesterday you were students, right? And students, you are the next generation of ASA members and VIPs. So while we're not going to require you to sit with someone different or whom you don't know at each mealtime, I would encourage you to do so. And you might be surprised and richly blessed by these intergenerational interactions. We're delighted that each and every one of you is here tonight, and it's always inevitable that there are people who want to be here but can't be for one reason or another. And so if there are people that you know that fall into this category, there's an opportunity to follow along on our live streaming that you can access by going to the ASA website and clicking on the live stream link. And we'll also make it available on our website later. In addition, as I mentioned last night, we encourage you to tweet your thoughts and comments by using the hashtag ASA3org and liking our ASA page on Facebook. And without further ado, we have a full program ahead that I'm confident that you're going to thoroughly enjoy. And now it is my pleasure to turn the stage over to my colleague and friend, Leslie Wickman, Executive Director of the ASA. Good evening and welcome. We're so glad to see so many here tonight. And just for those of you who may be new to the ASA, I'd just like to kind of give you very brief overview of what our organization is all about. We're a nonprofit organization that was established in 1941, and we're an organization of Christians who are either working in the sciences or interested in the dialogue between science and faith. We have about 2,000 members and an additional 3,000 friends and followers. So our audience is about 5,000. We have members scattered across primarily the U.S. and Canada, but also in various places around the world as well.